Wait, stand up. It's nice. Oh, hi guys. Welcome to today's Spice and Nice. It has been a while.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Welcome back. It's been a while since we have had some live interaction. So please leave some comments below. Say hi. Say we lovely. Say good to see you. And all that. Okay, today we're waiting for you to type hi and say you love us and all that. We are going to talk about one of the events that we attended. Okay, when courageous women unite. Okay, the reason why we put up this title is because the event was organized by Women of Courage Asia. So if you guys are interested, just go and look them up. They originated from Singapore. And they are like for women empowerment, especially in terms of business, in terms of family, life, having kids and having financial stability at the same time. That's what the platform and the whole group is about. And we are talking about it because how should I put it? And it's like, what is this girl going to talk about now? So she was a panelist. She was a panelist on one of the panel discussions for this event. Do you want to talk a little bit about your experience being a panelist?
I think it's not first time I speak in front of conference and event. So it was very, very grateful for the opportunity. It was very, very much feel like so long I've been on stage again, especially in Singapore. Because after COVID, you know, like
it's, it's true.
I'm keeping up with work events, and not a lot of live event allowed because of COVID and so on. Before COVID, yes, you know, I go a lot of event. But after COVID, work catch up and a lot of event, most is in Zoom or conference also in Zoom. Like you're not really interact with people one to one. So it was like, and you don't realize time pass and time fly. And
suddenly it's been a few years.
Yeah. And then now you're on stage again and share work. It was great. It was fun to share with another speaker about experience, how entrepreneur is. And and I think that's a topic that I will get invited, right? And
business and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and it's honor to share from perspective of women who run business, because I think most of people will always think of business in term of running have to be a man,
money,
and I share bigger perspective, and I have a better opportunity to share about why internet and influencer will be the new way of run business. And even in the short term, we'll have that video on my other channel if you want to watch. When my team posts it, I think they will post the answer I will give to the audience. I still remember I go down, and when Lillian told me, I say, you know, only when you answer, everybody will clap hand. And I didn't realize that. I like, oh, is it?
She was busy about delivering value, but there was something you said that I really felt that I can resonate with, was when you said that sometimes it's not about women, men, or whatever. It's just talking as a soul to another soul.
Yeah.
That was something that answered, and I felt that was very... I think sometimes as people, we need to come together.
Yeah.
And stop dividing you white, I black, you Chinese, I don't know what, and then you man, I woman, or whatever. If you talk and respect to each other as an individual, as a soul to a soul, as person to a person, then it is, and then the communication is a lot easier.
Yeah.
If you, without all that filters, without all that colors.
Yeah. Because I you know, when before the event, I have to say thanks to Denise, because she gave me a lot of feedback of what I should deliver. I was not in my best state, right? I have some health issue, and then I have some I just come back from Vietnam charity work, and also I just come back from Vietnam to bring my daughter there for her school holiday to experience Vietnam.
You were just drained, lah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then I have to prepare for the speech, and it was the Minister of Education and
Minister of Transport and Education.
Education and I think MOM, is it?
Mm.
Yeah. So it was pressure for me because I never have experience to speak in front of Singapore minister. So it was honest to me, and also something that I was cautiously
feel pressure about,
you
stress,
know.
Stress, feel stress.
Yeah. If you gave me a room of like 10,000 people, that my audience, I would love to speak it freely. But when you know that you speak in front of the
minister
is of state, it's like it kind of okay, it's a different experience, right? And Denise will give me a lot of very good feedback of, you know, everybody there will share a lot of tip of business. How about you just be yourself because you are a different kind of business? And I like that from Denise, and that's actually carried me to the state, and I keep reminding myself. That's
as
why
a
you
person, as a person.
Yeah, that's why you realize I didn't share much about business tip. I make it very simple and basic because other speaker already share about that.
Yeah, there were many speakers were talking about business,
yeah,
and how to make money and finance.
Yeah. Mm. And I was remind myself that, oh, Denise say, the highlight that actually is me as a person. How do I run the business? Because let's be real, I'm teaching a lot in class, and I know how many class for you to teach to help someone to run business, to help someone to run personal branding, to support the person to break through, to find themselves, to be confident, and then they can, because they are the soul of the business. And that cannot be delivered in 25 minutes speed. You agree with me?
Mm.
So that's why I realized that it's no point for me to share tip, because people can share tip and you can find that in anywhere, Google as well. That's event, it actually for you to motivate another woman that they can start business. And I think that's the opportunity for you to go. And this is what my last time experience when I go to all these events is. It's an opportunity for you to capture what kind of speaker or teacher or mentor that you want to ask them for advice or guide you on your journey going to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
Because how much can you learn in that short period of time? But especially when an event like that, you have so many speakers.
Yeah.
Right? You have so many speakers on the stage. Everybody is value. Everybody is valid for you to learn.
And everybody has experience.
Yeah. Mm. And basically, it's just like I only have a few minutes to share who am I and what exactly I'm doing. It's impossible.
Mm.
It's impossible for you
it's
to
really
contain you in the short and simple. So I will very much focus on who am I and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I, when I speak, I just feel that it's simple, that I'm speak to someone that my age, many years ago, when I stuck and I don't know where to start my business. And I need someone to encourage me. I need someone to tell me that I can do it. I don't want to go to conference and everybody show off about how much success they have, how much money they have, how far they've been go. And
it's true.
And for me, success is when you're willing to help other and speak the truth of it will be tough, but it worth it. Right?
Yes, and that one I agree with you.
And when they give me a lot of questions that, to be honest, I didn't prepare. If you realize my slide have nothing for my answer on the
I know.
Mistake.
Because of, yeah.
But you know that,
we were preparing for something else, but
yeah.
Okay, yes.
Nothing that...
Anyway, you did a great job. I felt you did a great job.
Yeah.
I think so. I felt so. And there was resonance. I think
is there any feedback in the group after that? Did you hear?
Okay, no. There's no feedback. But okay, to set the record straight, the guest of honor, we have to say this because she's a minister of state. The guest of honor is Minister of State for Education and Manpower, Ms. Gan Xiaohuang. Okay, just that sets the record straight. But anyway, for feedback wise, I don't think there is as much feedback, but I remember when I first learned that you were going to be a panelist instead of whatever we were preparing for.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, I have to go and because obviously we are on a different page, right?
Yeah.
So I remember what the lady told, and it's Carol. She said, oh yeah, because Anne is very good at being on stage, she's very good at responding quickly and authentically.
Mm.
Like yeah, on the spot lah. So basically, you were good at being on the spot, which I agreed. And I think that was what you displayed. That even though you did not really prepare for the questions, but I felt they were on point and they delivered. Okay, the first thing I noticed is that there was value delivered.
Mm.
There was a connection made. Because like you say, you speak from a soul to a soul. That's how the connection is made.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if people want to know how much you earn, how big your company was, but they can go online and look for it.
Yeah.
Right? Any of the speakers, you can go online and look for them. That's these people are not like your normal, whatever. They are searchable.
Yeah.
They are Googleable.
Googleable.
Okay, right? If somebody is Googleable, you know they are of a certain standing. They are Googleable. So you can just look for any of that. And I felt that you spoke to the audience as a person.
Yeah.
And sort of just like look at me, I powerless. No, yeah. you were very real, and I think that helped to connect with the audience.
Mm.
And to be fair, I think the event was a space for empowerment. It was very like you can do it kind of space. That was what I felt.
Okay, I one of the thing I think is like,
I will highlight this while we are talking.
Yeah. one of the thing when people think of go all this is you will motivate and you go home and do nothing. I would say that
do something.
You have to choose the event that people really authentically and trust. And this is also I share in the room. Mm. I say people give a lot of motivation share, and I would say very simple when they say what's the last thing that you want to tell with the audience. I just say people say you'll be whatever you want, right? And I will want to add on that be whatever you want, but choose what in your heart telling you you should be.
Mm.
And go with it, right? And I think that's for me as well. Mm. I be whatever I want right now. Mm. I can be a mom, I can be a leader, I can be a business owner, I can be a public figure, I can be a coach, I can be a life coach, I can be a leader of community, I can run my charity, my foundation. Mm. I can be whatever I want, yes. But at the same time, all of that, it comes from in my heart, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I really mean it when I share to the audience, because I've been there, done that, and I go through that experience.
Mm.
A thousand of times, I also question myself, like, is it the right thing to do? How much thing women should do?
Mm.
You only can limit it at this.
Mm.
And then when you can do more, people question, like, how dare you can be so much or whatever, right? Everybody born with different. You only you and your heart know. Mm. That you can do it or no, right? And that's something that I cannot replace for people. I cannot answer for them. Because the instinct inside you tell you that. And I think that's also helped me to go on the stage. That I always remind myself that I'm just one of them back then. All right? I'm nothing special. I'm not more than them. I'm just one of them. I'm just a normal girl who come from a village, come to Singapore, want to learn, want to grow, want to change, want to feed my daughter. And now I'm able to feed my daughter. I want to give back. I want to do more for the next generation. Mm. So that's it. It's the stake in life. And if you go to all these events, happen going and selective event, you will meet this kind of people as well. You know, like one lady who she says she sell off her company and now she's just mentoring people. It's very powerful because you realize that you can hit certain age that money doesn't affect yourself at who you are anymore. Mm. Right?
Then you start asking yourself, what is your bigger purpose, right?
Yeah.
What do you want more from life than just money?
Yeah. Because you just want to do work, not because of money anymore, because you really love it.
Like you're done with it already, the money part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really enjoy do more and help people. That's it. Yeah.
Mm. It was very, I think it was a powerful message. There were a lot of people who had very powerful messages of hustling. And I think because it's all women, right? And a lot of them, you have like kids and all that. So it becomes like a space where people understand the challenges of life.
Yeah.
Because there are so many of them who are like that.
And they were surprised with my answer.
Surprised? I'm not surprised because I know you already.
Yeah,
so I already knew that you were, I had hope that you, because I had seen what you had prepared earlier, it was very, very good knowledge and information and value, to be frank. But it's very dry.
Yeah.
It was very dry. And I felt that if you want to connect with your audience, right, you need to put a little bit of your own story and your own identity behind and all that. So it was a very, I think it was a very, very good experience. And then because I interviewed quite a few of the participants, right? It was very interesting because I realized that a lot of them, when they talk about, because I asked them, definitely I will ask them like, what are your key takeaways or what was the thing that stood out the most for you, a lot of the times what they would talk about is stories that are inspirational. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Stories that help to push you to the next level and make people like, okay, I want to do this, what can I do? Because sometimes a lot of people, not just women or whatever, but you have it inside you, but because you've been on this journey for so long, you're tired.
Yeah, you tired of repeated the story again and again.
You're tired and you deep inside, you know you have the strength, but just at that point, you're tired, you feel like give up maybe, right? Then you meet somebody who just give you that little bit more of energy and you're like, oh, okay, I can go again.
Yeah.
So I think that was what was happening there.
Yeah. And I think that's it. One.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just me. We're not feeling well, by the way. Oh, this is not sponsored, but if you sponsor us, we'll be more than happy. Please sponsor us. You'll be happy, right?
Yeah, because we always need this for our throat. So.
Okay, to be frank, if you guys are in Singapore, Malaysia, can you see? You should get this Ninjom Pee Pakao.
It's the best for your throat.
It's the best. I was going to introduce it to you, right? Is it? Yeah. She was like, I've taken English medicine, I've taken whatever.
You see this what next to my table, that's to how much to tell you how much damage my throat is.
And then she was taking medication on it. She was like, it's not working. It's been like 2 weeks.
It's not working. Yeah. And this is like, just like me too. And every day my throat starts feel itchy. I just take this nonstop when I'm teaching. It's really helped me. Especially I talk a lot per day now, like training a lot nonstop. So my voice really need help. Anyway.
This is not sponsored, but please sponsor us. We'll be more than happy. We'll eat it in front of the camera every day. I wouldn't mind at all. Okay, so anyway, now let's get back. Sorry.
The part of me when I'm on stage and I see how far I go, you see, like, people in behind them, like, that's why I say, how was your experience when you be a
interviewer
and also the people watching the speaker, right? I think that experience will be different. Go on stage when you look down and they have everybody eyes on you, it's very scary feeling. It's scary feeling. Even you get used to it, it's still scary.
I'm not scared. Okay, this is something I would never understand because they say fear of public speaking, right? If out of 10, my fear is like 0.5. Yeah.
That's when I tell you you have talent with it. You don't.
Yeah, I realized only recently. And then they were talking about public speaking. They were like, you're so scared. You're on stage, you're scared. I said, no, my heart rate go up because I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm not scared, excited. Okay, so anyway, yes. So you talked a little bit about your experience on stage. Behind the scenes.
Share about your interview job.
Okay, so my job. I feel like this is going to be my job from now on because that's what I've been doing.
But that's what you're good at. You're amazing. True, you can take information out from people. It's amazing.
I dig it out from them. And I ask them very rude questions, you know.
Really?
But of course, not really rude. Okay, let me just give you a little bit of context of what I'm doing. She was a panelist, obviously, and I'm there to support her. I'm there to help to support the videography team from Neely team. And what happened was that I was interviewing the participants about the event. Of course, they had some kind of award. It's called Her Courage Award. And I was doing interviews with the award winners as well.
Yeah.
And so for the participants, obviously, I had some key takeaways. And like I shared earlier, it's always about the inspirational stories, right? And Lillian, if you're watching this, what would they like to see next? They want some actionable tips or so. So that's what they said. So that's behind the scenes. And I realized that people are actually very drawn into, there is a thirst for the knowledge. Does it make sense? Like people actually truly do want to know what is going on in the brains of the panelists, in the brains of the speakers. Like, why did they make the decision that they did? What drove them to continue and to do things like that, right? And then for the award winners, of course, that's towards the end of the event already. For the award winners, I'll ask them a very interesting question. Okay. So obviously, I asked them, how do they feel about getting the award, excited, and grateful, etc. And then after that, I also asked them, I say, okay, I'm going to ask you, because I realized that women, especially because we are very nurturing, we like to put other people in front of us, right? Like, oh, it's lucky, people help me and all that. So I always, I told them, I'm going to ask you a very rude question. I'll ask you, why do you think you deserve this award? Because I feel as women, we need to start to applaud ourselves more, celebrate ourselves. We ourselves must celebrate ourselves.
Yeah.
So instead of asking them, like, how do you feel about this award? Who nominated you and all that? I'll ask them, why do you think you deserve the award? And then you're like, oh, that's a very good question, right? Because it is a good question for me.
Yeah.
And then they talked about why, their own achievements. And these are all powerful women, but you could still see that they were like, why do I think I deserve the award?
Yeah.
Right? Because you see that I worked hard for it. I sacrificed a lot for it. It was a lot of fun. I pushed through. I was like, that's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And so that was a lot of the behind the scenes. And because when I went there, I also know part of my job is to make friends. So I sit with some of the participants. And you'll be amazed, you know, that they are all very, the group I sat with, they're all very young.
Mm.
And they're business owners already.
Mm.
And they're young, like maybe your age.
Mm.
Right? And they're business owners already. And the lady, there's this lady I met. She's young and she owns an all-women gym. Mm. Right? And I think that is also... I think as women, sometimes we're insecure about our bodies, right? So I think it's a great idea to open an all-women's gym. There's one near you, one near me, actually.
Really?
Just nice. One year, yeah.
Actually, I like gym with mix.
Yeah, I know, but it's different for different.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people, they prefer
only all women,
which is fine. But anyway, so it was interesting to hear their conversations also, because the two that I met were friends. So they're having their own conversations also.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to hear what they thought about the speeches they were going on stage. What values they were learning, and it's very interesting because as the speakers share their experiences and their stories, right, they themselves start to, oh, I also went through that. And it's kind of, you can feel like it kind of, they go back to when they first started and they like find their passion again. You're like, oh yeah, this was how I felt. Because sometimes if you do a business for a long time, every day there's a daily thing to do.
Right? Yeah.
And then you feel like, oh my God, it's like, oh. And then sometimes you forget your original passion. You know? That's what
you.
Oh, then they were talking about that also. So I felt it was very good, motivating. Like it helped. By sharing the story of the speakers which actually had their story, it helped to bring the audience into that particular space where they feel passionate, they feel motivated again, they find energy to continue.
Yeah, to continue the journey. I think that is the most lonely part. By the way, I was like so busy with my steak and I don't have much time to get a feedback from audience. Like, I'm not sure how my speak to them, am I really help someone? I think that's something that I have to ask you as well. Is there any feedback for me, or is there anything that you heard that I can learn from, or I didn't know about? Because you see, that's the disadvantage of you and this speaker. You have not much time to reach your audience at the level of 1-to-1.
There's a space, lah. There's a
distance. Yeah, so like for Denise, she can have that conversation with people.
Full on.
Yeah.
face to face, right?
Yeah, but I don't have
I'm
that.
Deep inside the audience.
Yeah, I don't have that because the audience will be comfortable with her because she'll be high this time. But I'm sure when she's on stage, she know what I mean. You know?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Because, okay, it was very funny. This is totally not in line with her questioning, but the videography team that was here, they're sitting right at the back, right? Because this is where the camera is and it's easier for them to move up right now without disturbing other people. Then I was sitting at the bottom, right in the middle, because I was like, okay, this is where I need to be. So in the middle. And then they were like, Denise, my job is to make friends. I cannot be up there. I need to be in the middle. They were like, oh, okay. Good. Okay, so anyway, like I said, I think yours, you were very powerful, but it's like what you said earlier. There wasn't, because it was a panel discussion, there wasn't really room or enough time for there to be an in-depth discussion. To be frank, the discussions were of value for sure, but it's also at the same time, because of the time constraint, it was there was no in-depth lah. Basically, it's just a little bit like on the surface, still valuable for sure, but just a little bit on the surface. And then so it's very hard to find time to dive deep, especially since there were quite a few people on the panel as well. But like I said, I think you did make a difference because
I don't know if I'm really at value, because I think I'm the only foreigner there, right? Or a Singaporean.
I thought it was great because Anne wore her aoyai.
Yeah.
And she was asking me, do you think that it would be too much? Yeah. Like, because this is a Singapore event, right?
Yeah.
Is it too much to wear like a foreigner? So I say, no, it's part of your identity. You should be proud.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a very beautiful aoyai with the necklace somewhere. It's a stitch on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was gorgeous. And I think it made you, like I said, it's part of your identity.
Yeah.
It's where you came from. Correct. And it helped to shape who you are today. And it was very, it made a powerful statement. I felt it made a powerful statement about who you are as a person and how you dare to show up to the world. Does it make sense?
Mm.
Yeah, it's not like I need to hide because I'm not Singaporean. No such thing. So I thought that was a very powerful thing to do.
Yeah, because everybody come and ask me that they thought I lived in Vietnam.
So, no, people ask me because I was working with a team. They were like, oh, yeah, the Nili team, the one with the white t-shirt. Oh, you also fly from Vietnam, your English very said, no, I'm Singaporean. Because actually, to be frank, Vietnamese and Singaporean and Malaysian, we all look about the same. The Chinese look, the Chinese look, right? And plus, I'm a bit dark also, right?
No, you're so Singaporean.
I don't know, but I don't know, but we just look, I think we look a bit similar, like a, you know? I don't know what the Asian look like. So they were like, oh, you from, they don't, but they don't, they didn't ask that in a laughing way. These are like curious way. Like, oh, they felt, I say, no. Oh, then I said, no. But Anne flew her team from Vietnam to do the videography. Whoa, really? I said, yeah. Plus, okay, this is another one of my things I can plus points while just putting in a comment. Good? Okay, so anyway, yeah. So people were curious. They were curious and I felt you made a powerful statement. And you all know Anne by for a while already, lah. The way you speak is powerful by itself. Mm. Of course, you were not at full power because not feeling well.
Yeah. Well, consciously.
Consciously, she has to control some movements.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm not poop in the chair.
I know. You were like, then the team and I were like, I think Anne's poop is coming out. Because you know you well enough, right? You were like, poop is coming out. I said, it's okay. The toilet is just next door. She just is a holder for a while. So she was not at full power, but because
But I think that's a so enough, because I remember the interviewer keep asking me, do you want to add more? And I refuse to do it. Mm. I will tell you why. Like, one of the things when I learned about public speaker is you need to give room for other speaker, right? You cannot
just take all the lines.
Yeah, because it's easy for you to be the most powerful woman in the room. But it's way harder for you to be a powerful and still look up and look after your other speaker and share equally spotlight. I think that's very hard, because people can feel the vibe, you know. We have that experience before. So I think it's very important that I'm very aware that I'm not saying I'm not allowed to shy, but I'm not allowed to take away other people's shy as well.
Just give equal chance now.
Yeah.
Because everybody there is as I mean, we are there to celebrate. I mean,
yeah. Book and the positive say is like we are add value together.
Yeah, add value together, and we are all there to celebrate each other's wins and all that, including our own, obviously. Yeah.
And sometimes you have so limited time to share, how much can you share and all that. So yeah,
I think you were very conscious.
Yeah, I'm very conscious of
conscious about the poll. Conscious about giving value. Yeah, I think you did. I think your delivery was quite good. Yeah. And it was short but powerful. I mean, there were many people who came to approach you, right? To take photos and all that.
Yeah.
That you didn't know, right?
Yeah, I don't know them.
Yeah, and then I think they were like, Kini is busy again. She knows many people. I said, no, I don't think she knows them. But it means that it made a memory for them.
Yeah.
Put it this way, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people come to have, we have questions today.
Yeah, I know.
Let's pick some questions.
Oh, but first we will show this. Thank you.
it's good to see you guys
again.
Please like, share, and subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. And which one should we? I think this one. I want to do this one. When trying to unite. I don't know. Why don't you share yours? I think you have probably faced a lot more challenges.
Yeah, I think the harder thing is women, we tend to have a lot of jealousy and the stuff behind the scene that hidden that we can read each other intention behind, right? Mm. So that's the harder thing that for you to be united. How do you together and you know the truth that you can feel something, you know, we all have it as women. We have the instinct inside us. And how do we feel... make it calm professionally and always remember the goal of the event, right? Because when you go to big events, especially Guman event, and I told you many times in my channel that I'm a big of against toxic to woman type, right? And sometimes Guman event can be a bit toxic because when they talk bad about men, I don't support that. I think we all equally the same, men as important as women. Even I'm encouraging women to be powerful and strong doesn't mean that I bring down the men. Yeah. I just want to make sure women can take care of themselves. That's it. But for me, like Denise say, even in event, I'm very clear when people use that weapon toward me by the question like, how do you deal with men in your environment work, right? And I bring that up very clearly that it's just a soul talking to another soul. It's just a professional of today. I step to the room. I decide to be a leader. Let's talk as a leader and a leader together. Remove the gender outside, remove whatever the world telling you that you men, I'm woman, okay? Remove all that. We just do soul talking together and we are the same goal that we want to make the business success, right? And I think that's a bigger challenge that we have to face at the woman, that we have to agree that we have that problem at the woman. We have that problem deep down. A lot of women jealousy with your success. You can sense it.
Yes.
You can feel it. You can smell it, and you have to trust your instinct on that. Yes. And don't deny it. Just accept that that feeling is right. Approach the woman that you trust your instinct. She is here in the middle of crowd, and she is the one that I want to talk to because I can feel her authenticity. I can feel the truth about her. I can feel that she is a woman that can add value and help me. Yeah, so yeah, that's the big challenge for me to face. How about you?
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's because I think as women, right? Okay, for her it's success, lah. But for me, this is going to sound like I'm very conceited and very proud of myself, like I'm better than you guys. But I do have certain charms as a woman, especially. And
she have a confidence.
Yeah. And I look cute lah, okay, let's just put it that way. Okay, I'm not like a bombshell, I'm not like the Miss Beauty, but I am cute, okay? And I know, and since this is something that I've experienced since young, of course not all women is like that, not all men is like that. But women especially, we have issues of jealousy, like what you said earlier. And I've experienced that firsthand. I don't know whether it's about gender or something, because even as a kid in school, I experienced it, and it's always more from girls than guys.
Yeah.
So it's a jealousy issue. And as a woman, it pains me. I think I agree with you. To fix it, right, you have to acknowledge that I myself sometimes have the problem.
Mm.
The issue is, the thing is that when it comes up, what do I do with
yeah.
it? Am I aware of it?
Yes.
If I'm aware of it, do I then choose to act upon this jealousy, this emotion? Or can I choose to, okay, I feel jealous, that's okay, but doesn't mean I have to act jealous.
Mm.
I don't have to bring somebody down just because I feel jealous.
Mm.
Right? It's like, if you feel like eating fried chicken every day, you don't eat fried chicken every day, right?
Yeah.
So you know, actually have to follow your emotion. But the thing about it is, I must acknowledge, and sometimes I also have that.
Yeah.
If you see someone that is prettier, that is beautiful, or what, I'm like, oh, I feel a bit jealous, but at the same time, I'm like, the person worked hard for it.
Yeah.
Right? So why?
You know they work hard for it.
Yeah, obviously, because I've been trying to diet for so long, and it's not working out, right? I mean, it's not working out as well as I want it to be. So obviously, they work very hard on it, right? So instead of being jealous, I will celebrate that instead. And it's about being aware inside. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges. Men definitely will have their own challenges.
Mm.
Okay, but as women, I tell you, there is that seed of jealousy inside. And most of us, not all, there are some few that don't have it, but most. But you can also feel when someone is not jealous and yeah. they are sincerely happy about your achievement.
Yeah.
Mm. So this is the biggest challenge. I agree with you. That's why I give you a high five, because I was like, let's see whether we talk about the same thing. We didn't rehearse this beforehand, okay, no. By the way. Okay, what are some examples? We have one here, we have second one here. Thank you. Okay, you know we are like, it's up to dinner. Excuse us. Okay, we might already say ready. You must be self-aware of yourself and trust your gut.
Yeah.
Trust your gut. You grow up, people will tell you, oh, the gut is not trustable. You need to trust it. It's a reason why it exists for so many years.
Yeah.
It's not by chance. Okay, yeah. So trust your gut. If this person, even if this person looks shining,
yeah,
but feels like a snake, you should trust your gut. This is a snake or a shark.
Okay. When you trust your gut, I would tell you, universe somehow will, like, I feel that over years for me, right? Because same, like, I just tell the name just now and you go again. Like, I have a fear of public speaking as well. I have a fear of being camera and everything and all that. I beat it to be where am I today. I go through all these fears, scare, people judge you, look into you and all that. I go through all that training to be where am I. It's not overnight. And I would tell you that to overcome the challenge, you have to face it. It's no other way. You have to face it every day a little bit and a little bit. And as the woman, you have your consciously think of compare your look and your beauty and your success to others. And that's something that it takes me from a girl to be a woman today to see that is all that is bullshit. You know, like, marketing and all that make girl look more pressure on themselves. How to really, I can see that in my little girl at home. You know, she always cautious about her look. And in my head, I was, oh my God, you don't know how beautiful you are. What the heck wrong with you, man? I did judge her for 2 seconds in my mind. Can you imagine that? And then quickly, I would tell myself, oh my God, even I judged my own daughter for her insecurity. Why? Where does that come from? I should encouraging her, because sometimes you feel annoying when she keep repeat the same thing. Mommy, I'm not beautiful enough. Mommy, my friend keep complaining.
It will get worse as she becomes a teenager.
Mommy, my friend always complain about my hair. Mommy, my friend always complain about my...
But the kids don't know, you see, because they want to fit in.
Yeah, and then... Okay, like as a mom, of course I love her unconditionally. It's not because she's my daughter. I think she's beautiful. I think she's really beautiful when she's growing up. I think one day she's even more beautiful than this, right? And I already see it. I thought, like, what the frick, man? You don't know how
beautiful. She has a nice... Okay, this is very weird to say this about a child, but she has a nice body. She has a nice long, slim body.
Yes.
That women like with the long legs.
Long leg and straight.
Straight, like not the X or the O type.
Yeah, she have a straight leg. She have a tall and straight body. Because I bring
her body proportion is nice.
Yeah, because I bring her chiropractor, I ask her to learn sport. And she have a beautiful face figure, right?
Her face is very equal both sides.
Yeah, and I don't know what I give birth to her, she's so ugly, trust me. I was so
give me a shock.
told you before.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm like, oh my god,
this is real. She's like, oh, give birth to a monkey.
Oh my god, she's so much hair. She don't even have eyebrow. Oh no. Oh no.
She has so much hair everywhere except for where it should be.
Yeah. She has so much hair on her head. Oh my god.
But it drops off.
And then she has her nose like, oh no, she don't have a thorn nose. I was concerned for her look. And then the bigger she is, the more beautiful she is. And I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, book me to shame. You know what I mean?
She has beautiful eyes, and because of her ancestry, she has very long lashes.
Yeah, and then she have straight and slightly curls. She not
super wavy,
curl, like wavy. Yeah, very wavy. Nice.
But right hair. Now she will not appreciate. But
and now
true.
She not appreciate. Now she every day she beat up her look, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
But everybody's like that, right? When you have straight hair, you want wavy hair. When you have wavy hair, you want straight hair.
Yeah.
When you are fair, you want to be tan.
Yeah.
When you're tan, you prefer. Yeah.
So I think the overcome challenge that I would tell you that we all women, we have to go all these states. Mm. Not even my daughter who live with the most powerful woman. She also have to go through this insecurity, doubt on your look, doubt on whatever you
need. She has to learn it herself.
It is. Mm. Like you have to go through this journey by yourself until it come out and you realize doesn't matter all this. I have to love me for who am I.
I agree. I'm laughing because it doesn't matter, because whatever you look like, people will still say you're ugly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, outside there will be people who say Taylor Swift is ugly.
Yeah.
People who say Miss World is ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if somebody says Miss World is ugly.
Yes. I like this from my, I think one of the Lao Tzu. He say that with the fish you are ugly, with the dog you are ugly, with the ant you are ugly.
So
the
beauty,
is come from you. Look in the same pieces as you. That's it.
Mm,
then you start judge, because the fish will look at you and like, why your face like that?
Why you have legs? So weird.
Yeah. So again, remind us again and again. And I love to learn about all this old psychology stuff, because somehow it bring me to laugh. Because all these old men just slept so deep, you
but
know,
because
in the
he's
face.
Wise.
He wise. He's
okay, again, this is something I just recently learned, but obviously Anne has been on it for a very long time. Yeah. There's a reason why people are still reading these old books today.
Yeah.
There is a reason why. Okay, because their wisdom is those kind that is not trendy, to slept very hard, but it's the truth and it stands the test of centuries.
Yes. So yeah. We only overcome by go through all this experience.
Can you do this?
Yeah. That last one.
Okay, and we have to take our... We will now take our last question of the night.
Wow. When is for you? Let's ask Denise first.
Stages. Okay, I won't talk about stages. Because I think stages, we will... Every stage that a woman goes through will be different depending on the life that she chooses.
That's why I say when is for
yes.
you.
So
because I already know for me.
Yeah, I know. But I'm explaining why we're doing when.
Yeah.
So when is when I felt truly comfortable and confident in myself.
Mm.
Regardless of my looks.
Yeah.
Not okay. Maybe not 100% to the point where deep inside sometimes... You will judge yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, sometimes it's not, it will never go away, people. This is a misconception. You think it's go away. It will never go away. But the thing about it is, when I became a woman, it became to the point where if these thoughts, feelings, sensations come up, that I'm not good enough, I'm pretty enough, or whatever, I can say, oh, it's okay, I feel like that, but I think I'm great. You know, to speak kindly to myself, in spite of all those judgments about myself. And to ask them to keep quiet and F off.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is when I became a woman. It's your turn.
Oh, for me, I will tell you exactly. As the moment I enter the hospital and I'm going to deliver.
Oh, yeah, when the Eva, the curly hair coming out.
And my leg will open up with a spotlight direct to my vagina.
Many spotlight
and a ton of doctor and nurses around you
looking at your
vagina and press the baby out, and then you ask yourself a question: why am I shy and keep the private part, and I always think it's so special, and I was full of shit about myself that I think is
like, it's so special. The doctor see like maybe I don't know how many hundreds.
And
maybe.
That's it. At the next day I walk out of the hospital, I'm just breathless everywhere. It's mean if I need to press feeding my daughter, I will let it press feeding because I don't give a damn anymore.
It's food.
But in the past, when you were a girl, you shy about everything you have. At the moment, you're like, everybody give you a look of like, how dare you breakfast in public? Oh, you never go hospital? You never see how the And again, this is something that no mother will tell you. That's exactly the scene that you will happen. Okay, yes. When you enter the hospital, at that moment, the only thing the doctor care is you alive and the baby alive.
And safe.
They don't care how you look. They don't care how big your vagina. They don't care
how many hair you have.
They don't care how big your breast is, how beautiful it is. They don't care. They don't care if the baby come out together with the shit. They don't care.
Yeah. They can wash
just make
shit
sure
off, okay.
The baby alive and
you're alive. All safe, all good.
But for girl to be a woman, that's the day of the state of my life. I walk out from the hospital forever. I realize this is exactly what women feel like. And I look out all outside when the 18 years old girl still shy and talk to me. I'm like, what are you shy about? And they were like, oh, I don't want to boom boom my boyfriend yet. I want to get good for you. Okay, no question about that. But the look I give to them, exactly the look that all the old lady last time used to look me. That I don't understand. Now I get it.
Especially, you know, who are midwife, right? The old women who help, especially help other women to give birth.
Mm.
You know how many vaginas they see? You think you're special? It's just a normal.
I talked to my friend who are doctor and nurses.
Yeah.
And they all tell me the same thing. I say, you know, after you work in hospital for so long, because you have to open every dick,
yes,
and every vagina to wet and clean for them. Oh, it just looks like me. After for a while, you go home, you don't even feel exciting to see your husband or your wife anymore because you see it every day.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. I agree because I can imagine why it's like. It's the same, right? Imagine you look at some lobster every day. You look at lobster. Every day you eat lobster.
Yeah.
Not eat, lah. But every day you cook the lobster, every day you look at lobster, you think you're excited by lobster anymore? I don't think so. Okay? So yes, it's not, I mean, we are special, we need to take care of ourselves, but there's no need to be so bumbell about it, is it?
Yeah.
Is that a good ending?
Bumbell, yeah.
Don't be so bumbell about it, it's okay. It's not, you is beautiful. Okay, that reminds me of a quote. I will end with this. I think this is from a movie, I forgot which movie it was, but it was Julia Roberts who acted in it.
Mm.
And they were eating pizza. She was eating pizza with another woman.
Mm.
And the woman didn't eat the pizza.
Mm.
So she said, oh, because I'm fat, you know, I had to unbutton my new. And then Julia Roberts' character in that movie asked the girl, in your entire life, when you take off your clothes in front of a man or your partner, whoever, has anybody ever walked out of the bedroom saying you're too fat? Doesn't you know, right? So why? Okay? Just take care of your health, people, okay? Thanks for being with us tonight. It's very good to see you guys again. We will see you at the next one. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Bye! Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Bye!